Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Dream Play Write. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywrite.com. I've been telling a lot of stories about how my six daily commitments have worked in listeners' lives, but I haven't told very many stories about how these commitments have worked in my life. Here's an interesting one for today, since today's commitment is to create. And by create, of course, I mean create energy flow. Create energy flow by creating movement and change in your life. Making a small adjustment in your daily routine, or a small change in your environment, or just deciding one day to get started on something you've been meaning to start, can all get that river of energy flowing until it becomes a raging river. The raging river of life. And anything is possible when your river is raging. So I wanted to tell you about a turning point in my life. I was flying as an airline pilot for 9 years and growing more and more discontent with the airline lifestyle just about every day. I wanted to leave my job. I talked about leaving my job. But time and again, I found myself making excuses. It was always a different excuse. But here's the thing. The excuses were all valid. Does that sound familiar? I have a big credit card bill due next month, or I just moved and I need to settle in, or I just spent a lot of money on vacation. Or the big one, and this is one that probably kept me there for several extra years. I can fly anywhere I want for free. How do you leave that, miserable or not? But one day, I was shuffling around the airport, all dressed up with nowhere to go. I was on call and ready, in case I was needed to fly at a moment's notice. And as I was milling about, I kind of snapped. I stopped dead in my tracks and said to myself, enough. I want my life back. I want my time back. I want my happiness back. It was a real turning point. And that day, I started with a yes. I had to. I told myself, I am going to quit. How can I make this happen? You can hear a little more about this if you listen to the story of my writing journey at dreamplaywrite.com/about, dreamplaywrite.com/about. I did resign shortly thereafter, and a couple weeks after that, one of my good friends emailed me a quote from Alan Cohen, who's an inspirational author and speaker. He says, "It takes a lot of courage to release the familiar and seemingly secure to embrace the new. But there is no real security in what is no longer meaningful. There is more security in the adventurous and exciting, for in movement there is life, and in change there is power." I immediately printed this out, framed it, and hung it up on my wall so that I could be reminded every single day of how necessary movement is. In movement there is life, and in change there is power. In fact, I thought this was so true and so powerful that it became one of the six daily commitments to create. If you're stuck in a job you don't like, I highly encourage you to look for a way out. I know it's not easy to quit your job. I know firsthand that it's not easy to quit or change your job, even when it's making you miserable. But what's the saying? If it were easy, everyone would do it. Very true. If we could all just quit our jobs like that on a lark, then we'd have a whole bunch of people walking around jobless. Instead of the zombie apocalypse, we'd have the jobless apocalypse. But in all seriousness, if your job is bringing you down and causing your life energy to stagnate, please do everything you can possibly do to either change jobs or quit altogether. This means it has to be a priority. When it's a priority, you'll find yourself thinking about it every single day. In fact, every single day, you should be taking one little step that will get you closer to actually doing it. When it comes to quitting your job, instead of saying, "I can't do that," start with a yes and ask, "How can I do it?" And if a major change like this doesn't help your writing, nothing will. You might even feel inspired to write about how you quit your job, which I certainly was. Please go to the discussion forum today and answer the question I've posted. What steps will you need to take to quit or change your job? dreamplaywrite.com/forum/job. dreamplaywrite.com/forum/job. We can all benefit from having this discussion and learning from each other's wisdom. Thanks for listening today. Remember, DreamPlay Write is your program, so if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywrite.com/feedback. dreamplaywrite.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.